Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome everyone to this early Thursday evening. This is Adam Pinkney of the AP course along with Anthony Guadia. Anthony, you there?
I am. How you doing, bud?
I'm not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just as always, driving home from work. Traffic's actually pretty clear, so I'm psyched.
Excellent. I'm going to bring on Brownwin and Pat. Just bear with me one moment. Brownwin and Pat, are you there?
We are.
Excellent. I'm glad this connected correctly. And I have to apologize to our show this evening. It's only going to be 15 minutes. There's an issue with the Blog Talk site, so they only are allowing us to do 15 minutes this evening. So my apologies on that end.
Oh,
not a problem at all.
But, so we're going.
Well, then I guess
we'll
get right to questions, right? Or
just so we can kind of go as fast as we can and hopefully get out everything that we wanted to discuss and go from there.
No, I think Adam, last we talked, and Pat and Brown, I think we talked. We said we kind of came to an abrupt ending, and we said we'll bring you on, see if we can get any questions. I know there was a show in the meantime where I wasn't a part of it, but. But I have gotten some comments. Are kind of a mixed bag. Not a lot, I would say. While we do have a lot of viewers, Adam, I think it's fair to say we haven't gotten a tremendous amount of feedback, either positive or negative, about any of our shows. But one question I did get, and I know it came up in the community group, it was about the survey. And it was you guys had recently done a survey, and people were curious when the results would come out and what it's looking like. I have my own thoughts on the survey in general, but first things first, is there a timeline for the results? Or?
It's the survey is now done. We're just putting the final finishing touches on the tabulations, and we're going to release the tabulations. So we're going to the results to our members first. That's a little tiny perk of being a Wakefield Civic League member. And then early next week, probably Monday or Tuesday, we'll release the survey results on the Facebook page.
Now, I do, Adam, and I hope you don't mind, I do want to follow up just those are my own thoughts on surveys in general. I'm curious what the thinking behind the survey was, only because I don't know, unless you're going to do a scientific poll and you're going to get 600, 700 respondents and really try to get a pulse of the community, which I would love to see. I actually almost say I would love to have the kind of money to do that for every election. What was the reasoning or what was the thought process behind doing the survey in general? Just because I know a lot of online surveys, and I think Fred Rich told me you guys were actually doing them on Saturdays as well. I know they can be manipulated. I know people can go on and do it multiple times. And I know it's hard to really get an accurate reflection of the community. It's almost similar to just reading the community group and thinking that that's the will of the people.
Right. Well, we never set out it at all to have a scientific a kind of thing at all. We thought, since we had been we were probably, 2 weeks, 3 weeks old when we came up with the idea. We actually just thought it would be a fun way for us to get a little bit of information, get a little bit of a pulse on what people are thinking, what they felt during the election and the garage debate period, get them involved, and letting them know. It was sort of an active way of letting them know that they have a voice. So it was in no way ever touted as being, this big townwide thing. It started off as a casual thing, ended up being a casual thing, and as I said, we're going to release the number soon.
Uh-huh. Well, I know that makes sense. Adam,
yeah.
I don't hog all the time.
No worries. So I guess I kind of wanted to start. My first question is, I wanted to thank you guys again for joining us. I know it's a little, obviously it's only 15 minutes, but, just for taking the time out of your day to join us and do this. I wanted to ask you guys, I know in the past couple of months or so, you've been on and off doing some Saturday morning standouts down on Main Street. Yes. I'm just curious as to, you know, what has come of those, you know, what are you guys specifically doing with those, you know, just kind of get more of a sense with those.
Well, it really kind of fits in with the same reason we did the survey, except like 1,000 times better. That face-to-face interaction is there's nothing like it. It's exposure for the group. It's letting people know we're here. It's and also giving public the opportunity to ask questions. Tell us what their concerns are. I mean, we've had some marvelous discussions, really in-depth discussions with many, 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 many people about things they like about Wakefield, things that they would like to see different. And so it has been actually quite extraordinary, really cheered us on the way with the number of people who come up who knew nothing about Wakefield Civic League. And then got very excited about the concept of the group, and they would sign up to keep keep informed, and so that was really. And besides, they're a blast. That real personal face to face with Wakefield citizens is there's nothing like it in the world. As you know, Anthony, that you know during your campaigns, you know what that's like.
No, one of the issues, Anthony, and I know we only have 15 minutes, is, you know, some folks, quite a few folks, are interested about what's happening with the winter parking ban and why, in fact, the winter parking ban was abolished by the selectmen. And that's not going to be just left by the wayside. In fact, we've had discussions with a particular individual here in the community that has actually approached the selectmen already, provided them with documentation. We anticipated that at Monday's selectman meeting something would be discussed about it. However, that individual who happened to be there was surprised that nothing was discussed, no subject matter, no questions came his way, and perhaps that will come up at the 24th of August, I believe, when the selectmen are going to meet again. But that's an issue that many people are concerned about because of the safety of the community, not just for the plow drivers, but most importantly for the police and obviously the first responders, whether they're the EMTs or the fire engines in the wintertime, with problems with cars being parked. You know, and this year, with 114 inches of snow, it was really a challenging winter. Hopefully we don't have it that bad going forward.
Well, yeah, actually, Adam, I hope you don't mind me just following up on this point, not specifically about the winter parking ban, but I think tying both those together. So it seems to me that the survey and filling outside, you know, on Saturdays is almost to see, if you go to like a bunch of other nonprofits or especially advocacy groups, you'll say these are like our four or five campaigns. These are the four or five main issues we're working on, and this is what we'd like to see accomplished. Is that... Can I take from what we've heard just the past few minutes that that's really what this has been all about, you know, whether it's survey or going out and really growing the brand? It's let's see what are going to be the issues, the issues the Civic League is going to take on. What is the pulse of the community? Is that fair? Is that kind of a fair analysis of what, you know, the past few weeks have been about with the surveys and Saturdays? And I'm sure, I know Adam texted me earlier, I'm sure we're going to get into
that's
the
a great
DCA
question. Yeah, and I want to just get on an answer right within the 15 minutes. Most assuredly, what we're trying to accomplish is to listen to the community. And there are no leading questions when anyone visits us in front of the post office. It's an opportunity for the folks who are visiting us in front of the post office, whether they be young or old, or, you know, right in the middle there in their 30s and 40s, for them to then approach us with what their concerns are. And what we've found out is that most of the concerns revolve around, boy, we live in a neighborhood, but we just don't have representation. We just don't get the attention we deserve. And when we come up to a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting, it just seems like the Zoning Board of Appeals doesn't really necessarily care about what we have to say, and whatever we have to say just goes by the boards, and it's sort of like, you know, it's going to happen that way anyways, regardless if we show up or not, unless we show up with an attorney. However, everybody has been instrumental in finding out that, hey, there are many, many good projects that this community has, and we want to see those good projects come off the boards and go into, you know, the building phase. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Bron.
I think he pretty much answered that question. Did he?
He did. He did. And then,
yeah.
Adam, do you want to? I don't want to hog it, but I do have a few thoughts on that.
Sure, go ahead.
I mean, we're just under 5 minutes, so I mean, take whatever time you want to do, Anthony.
Well, let me follow up. I mean, isn't that kind of then the definition of referee? You get the government that you deserve and you elect. I mean, isn't that, you know, if you do have a groundswell of people who feel that they're not being listened to, whether it's in their neighborhood or whatnot, isn't that indicative of a town that isn't coming out to vote and therefore shouldn't, you know, I guess, you know, shouldn't there be more candidates? I guess, I mean, me and Adam have talked about this, so I'm trying to avoid being redundant. So I guess the question, though, is, you know, then why don't more people vote? Why don't we see the higher turnout? How come, you know, if that's there, how do you get people out to vote and cause a change? Because, you know, we elect these people. You know, you elect the selectmen who appoint the CBA. You elect the school committee members.
That's a great question, and I'll interrupt only because we're going on the 5 minutes. And most assuredly, what's occurring is this, is that folks who come to our get-togethers there in front of the post office always say that it doesn't matter what happens because they're going to get what they want to get anyways. Now, whoever they're talking about by they're going to get what they want to get anyways, it's up to them, and they know in the back of their minds that, hey, we vote, and sometimes we vote and we don't get exactly what we think we're going to get. That's why the survey was put out there, to find out what people expected. However, what we're trying to do and what we're dedicated to doing is to actively shape public policy and certain events in the community so that those decisions by the residents themselves and the governing body, the selectmen, the ZBA, and the other entities, including the school committee, and the planning board, most assuredly the planning board is so important, result in an improved quality of life for all of the Wakefield neighborhoods, not just the neighborhoods that are more affluent, not just the neighborhoods that have a particular selectman or a particular zoning board or a particular planning board member, but all of the neighborhoods. And that's the difficulty is that, or that's the challenge, I should say, not difficulty, but challenge. And a challenge is what we want is to bring people out to vote, just like the Democrats, just like the Republicans, just like the Libertarians, just like any of the groups that are out there.
Sure. I can totally understand that. And Anthony, I'm sorry if I'm cutting you off. I guess my take then would be if you're trying to really set the agenda for public policy, have you or Brownwin or anybody from the WCL ever considered running for a position like that? I would think that would kind of help in that regard to really push forward that public policy a little more so. And tell me if I'm wrong. I would think that would be more helpful.
Well, let me clarify first that we don't feel like we're setting public policy. I think it's mm-hmm. the residents' concerns, and of course, we're residents too. It's that the new policies that will better reflect the residents and the residents' needs. But as far as running is concerned, I mean, that question always comes up, and we agree with you. We agree with you. More people need to get out there and vote, and we need to have a choice. We need to have choices.
And we like the response from the community. The response from the community is one of these, you know, hey, we see you. We read your forum articles. We know that the Wakefield Civic League is here, and we really are grateful that you're out there, and we love what you're doing, and keep up the good work. The difficulty is this, is that some people think, just like when you're in high school, that, you know, quote-unquote, there's some peer pressure. And peer pressure doesn't just necessarily come from your neighbors, but it comes from the community, it comes from the town hall. And folks are sometimes hesitant to participate in an open forum. They will vote, they will go to the polls, where the polls protect them from any sort of identification. However, in an open forum, they feel that, like some folks that go maybe perhaps to a Zoning Board of Appeal meeting, that they just don't get the kind of respect that they deserve at those Zoning Board of Appeal meetings, or even the town meeting for that matter. But that's changing, and I can see that's going in the right direction, and people are starting to take a different attitude and a different approach to town government, and those are the residents of Wakefield, the most important people.
Well, thank you for that, Pat and Brownwin. And we're kind of running out of time once again, and I apologize. I wish we had more time to discuss. So, again, wanted to thank both Brownwin and Pat from the WCL for joining us. Anthony, thank you for calling in on your car ride home. You can always listen to us, blogtalkradio.com/AP_course. You can listen to us on, get in touch with us on Facebook, the AP course, or on Twitter, the AP underscore course.
Great.
Thank
and Adam,
you again.
Actually, before you hang up, do you want to announce the number of listeners?
We're already out of time. I don't even know if it's recording. But if it is, I want to thank the 1,000 listens that we've had thus far. And we'll continue to broadcast as much as possible. We will have some more news updates going forward. And again, thank you very much.